Brookie's a key figure in the gay community in Detroit. And he was he came to be known as the godfather of gay Detroit, which is certainly appropriate given the role he played. He started out as manager of a bar called the Silver Dollar, which was at 1021 Farmer Street. Farmer and Bates was the big kind of cluster of gay bars in the 40s and 50s and had kind of remnants through the 60s and early 70s. So his brother-in-law, Jack Freeman, owned the bar. He was the manager. And then in 1959, he and another person who was Jewish opened the Diplomat on 2nd Boulevard near Pingree. And throughout the 1960s, the Diplomat was like one of the key bars, gay bars in the city, one of the most popular along with the Woodward. So the distinction by that point between the Woodward and the Diplomat, the Woodward was just kind of a men's bar, a cruising bar. It had no reason for it to be, gain a gay clientele other than reputation. The Diplomat was a show bar. So there are kind of these models of having just serving drinks and kind of having entertainment. So the Diplomat had entertainment, and they had female impersonators. In the course of my research, I found this guy named Dave Hummel, who performed at the Diplomat and kept scrapbooks, and later went to the Gold Dollar, which also has its own gay history and musical history in the city, as we know. And you know, they're just fabulous scrapbooks, kind of documenting this world that Bookie and his partner created. There was a fire at the Diplomat in 64. The partner was charged with arson, but then the charges were later dropped. When Bookie reopened a year later, the partner was gone. Another fire in 1970 destroyed the Diplomat, and that's when Bookie moved up to McNichols, 870 West McNichols.